This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He's in the hospital, so please keep him in your dua, inshallah. We have Brother Mansoor, his nephew, was diagnosed with a very, very rare cancer, and he is also in intensive care. And also we have Brother Kareem, his mother, also in Bangladesh, fell and broke her leg, and she's also in ICU. So please keep them all in your dua. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيهم. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيهم. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear respected beloved brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us يوم القيامة وسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. So I got the six-figure salary, I got the 4,000 square foot home, I got married, I have few children, I got the best car, great job, I went to the vacation I always desire. And I thought by acquiring all that, I will be happy. And I looked at my neighbor who makes half what I make, moderate home, simple car, regular job, double the amount of children. He's always happy and never ever complains. So I figured there's something missing. There is an ingredient that is missing. And that ingredient, my neighbor have it. That ingredient is called barakah. Barakah. Barakah is defined in Arabic as thubut al-khayr al-ilahi fi al-shay'. Thubut al-khayr al-ilahi fi al-shay'. Attachment of divine goodness in something. Attachment of divine goodness in something. Or المنافع الكثيرة بالأسباب القليلة. Maximum benefit with little provision. Now we have maximum provision and a minimum benefit. Subhanallah. The barakah, when it comes to the little, it make it abundance. And when it comes to the abundant, it makes it beneficial. Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahimahullah, was asked once about barakah. So he asked the person, he said, do you know about dogs and sheep? The man said, yes. He said, when the dogs deliver, how many do they deliver? He said, 5 to 6 puppies. And how about the sheep? He said, 1 or 2. He said, when you look around, which one of those two species is more abundant? He said, the sheep are all over. He said, but aren't the sheep are the ones that are most consumed? They are eaten on a regular basis? He said, yes. He said, that is barakah. That is the barakah. Otherwise, logically, the dogs produce more and the sheep produce less and slaughtered more often, they should be less. That is the barakah. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time, he entered the house of Umm Sulaym. فَأَتَتْهُ بِسَمْنٍ وَتَمْرٍ فَقَالَ أَعِيدُوا سَمْنَكُمْ فِي سِقَائِهِ وَأَعِيدُوا تَمْرَكُمْ فِي وِعَائِهِ فَإِنِّي صَائِمٍ. When he came to visit her, she brought him some butter and some dates. So he said, return your dates and return your butter into their containers. I am fasting. And then he took a corner in the house and he prayed 2 rak'ah. And then when he finished, he started making dua to Umm Sulaym and her family. Umm Sulaym came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after he's done. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, inna li khuwaysah. I have a special request. Rasulullah said, what is it? She said, Khadimuka Anas. Your servant Anas, yani, Ya Rasulullah, please make a special dua for Habibi Anas. Remember when Rasulullah came to Medina, everybody started bringing him gifts. Umm Sulaym brought Anas. She said, Ya Rasulullah, this is Anas, my son, a gift to you to serve you. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, I want a special dua for Anas. So Anas is narrating the hadith. He said, فَمَا تَرَكَ مِنْ خَيْرِ الْآخِرَةِ وَالدُّنْيَا إِلَّا دَعَى لِي بِهِ. How lucky are you, ya Anas? Anas said, he did not leave anything from the khayr of the akhirah or the khayr of the dunya except Rasulullah ﷺ made dua for me. And he said, Allahumma rzuqhu malan wa waladan wa barik lahu fih. Ya Allah, provide Anas with wealth and children and put barakah in them. So Anas is narrating the hadith. He said, فَكُنْتُ أَكْثَرَ الْأَنصَارِ مَالًا. I was the richest amongst the Ansar, and I lived to see 100 of my descendants, يعني children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, because of the barakah of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not here to make dua for me and you, but he taught us how to bring this barakah into our life from the Quran and from the Sunnah. We all want barakah. How to gain it? First, from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the people of the city, if the people of the community, if that family have iman and taqwa, I will give them barakat, plural of barakah, from the skies and from the earth, from everywhere. Sama and ard include everything. So the first way to earn the barakah is having iman, sincere tawheed, believing in la ilaha illallah, living by la ilaha illallah, applying la ilaha illallah, and having taqwa, having fear of Allah azza wa jal in everything that we do. Ya Ali, ma hiya at-taqwa? At-taqwa hiya الخوف من الجليل والإيمان بالتنزيل والرضا بالقليل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. الله أكبر. Beautiful definition of taqwa from Ali رضي الله عنه. He said, taqwa is الخوف من الجليل, fear from the magnificent, from Allah عز وجل, والإيمان بالتنزيل, and having إيمان in the revelation, والرضا بالقليل, and to be content with the little, والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل, and being ready always to the day we are going to depart. Having taqwa, ya akhwan, taqwa with the way you treat your spouse, taqwa with the way you raise your children, taqwa with the way you do business, taqwa with the way you treat non-Muslim, taqwa in every aspect of our life. When we practice that taqwa, really, not only in the masjid, everywhere in our life, then we start seeing the barakah. You want barakah in your business? We have many business people in the crowd. How to have barakah in my business? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الحديث بخاري and Muslim. البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا فإن صدقا وبينا بورك لهما في بيعهما وإن كذبا وكتما محقت بركة بيعهما. The seller and the buyer, they have the choice to cancel the deal as long as they do not depart. If they are truthful with one another and they clarify, everything is clear, then the barakah will come into that transaction. But if they hide, conceal the faults, and they lie about the product, muhiqat, the barakah is eliminated from that transaction. Now, who do we consider the shrewd businessman? The one with the most tricks. You cannot sell this car or this house? Give it to me. I know how to sell it. I'll make the car work for 3 months till the warranty expires, and then the engine will go. Who are you fooling, ya akhi? By the way, that brother will come with a lot of money. Don't think that he's not going to make a lot of money. No, he will make a lot of money, a lot of commission. He will be very rich, but there's no barakah. There's no barakah in that wealth. He thinks that he's making a lot of wealth by being, you know, stealing and lying and cheating in the transactions, thinking that I can sell anything. Wallahi, ya akhwan, clarify everything about the product before you sell it if you want barakah in your business. Now, you want barakah? Many of us are not business people, they have a job. How about barakah in the job? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يأخذ مالا بحقه بارك الله له فيه ومن يأخذ مالا بغير حقه فمثله كمثل الذي يأكل ولا يشبع. Whomsoever earn his money with whatever is right for him, he did what he deserves. He have a job from 9 to 5, and he was told he's supposed to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He did what he's supposed to do. Not most of the time on the phone. You're not being paid to stay on the phone. You're not being paid to check your Facebook and WhatsApp every 5 seconds. You are being paid to do that job. If you do that, Rasulullah ﷺ said, the barakah will come in your wealth. But if you don't, no matter how much wealth you make, there will be no barakah in it. And Rasulullah ﷺ, and the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, he said, مَثَلُهُ, the example of that person is the example of a person who eats and eats and eats and never gets satisfied. Allahu Akbar. We all want barakah in our children's marriage. And unfortunately, we think by hiring the mahr, I guaranteed my daughter's future. Put 50,000, put 100,000. This way, he will never think of leaving her. Ya Habibi, if your daughter is being abused, do you really care about the 50,000 and the 100,000? How can we get barakah in that marriage of my daughter, of my son? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير النكاح أيسره. The best form of marriage is with the most reasonable mahr. With the most reasonable mahr. Now, reasonable is relative. But I do not overburden someone who is with good akhlaq, good manners, and good deen. I do not overburden him with a mahr he cannot afford, thinking that this is what's going to protect my daughter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us the best of marriages are the ones with the reasonable, affordable mahr. You want barakah in your time? We all want a barakah in our time, subhanallah. We feel like yesterday I was standing here, you know, subhanallah, days are going by so fast. Barakah in the time. How can I get barakah in my time? Fajr in jama'ah. Fajr in jama'ah. Or fajr on time. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the person, for the people who start their day early. Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Ya Allah, put barakah in my ummah, in my people of the ummah that start their day early. Bukur is early. So, is there anything better than starting my day with a salat, with coming to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal? والله يا أخوان, the barakah of صلاة الفجر in جماعة, والله you will see it in your health, in your wealth, in your children, in your spouse, in your job, in everything. Try it, يا أخي. You tried it in Ramadan. How was the feeling of being in Fajr every single day? The barakah of the ummah in bukuriha. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. This one we all love to have barakah in our children. Sometimes you see a brother, he's in his 70s and he's still working. And he's not working because, to go out of the house and spend some time and be social. No. He's working because he needs that money. That person has no barakah in his children. There is no barakah in children who will let their father work at 70 for the need of money, not for fun or to spend some time out. How can I have barakah in my children? وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. Order, command your family, your children, your spouse. Order them with salat. And be very patient. The school of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from 7 to 10. Practice. 3 years. If you do the calculation, 5,000 salat. There is no one on earth who does something for 5,000 times except it becomes a habit. Don't come to the shuyukh and to the imam. Ya Shaykh, wallahi, my son is 18 and he doesn't pray. Ya Habibi, where were you when he was 7? Now you woke up, Ya Akhi. It's very hard now. Teach them the salat. What did Allah say? I will provide for you. Don't worry about the rizq. Because when you tell the brother and you ask him, why are you not spending time with your family? I am earning for them, for their future. Tayyib. Jazakallah khair. Let's see what Allah said. Teach them salat, teach them their deen, and I, Allah, the Razzaq, will take care of your rizq. That does not mean you sit at home and do nothing. No, I will pick the job that will be maybe less money, but it will give me more time with my children. I will be questioned about these children. Why didn't you teach them the deen? Why didn't you teach them Arabic? Why didn't you teach them the salat? Allah is telling us, teach them the salat. And wallahi, when you teach the child the salat at a young age, you are protecting him from so many problems in the future. But it's extremely, which is not our topic, but it's extremely important how you teach him the salat. Don't come to the child and tell him, listen, if you don't pray, you're going to hell. Allah is going to punish you. Allah is going to do this to you. This guy is going to pray the minute you leave this world or the minute you travel, he's not going to pray. You're going to make him love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going to tell them that everything you have is from Allah azza wa jal. And we have an opportunity 5 times a day to say thank you, Ya Allah. It's a fard upon us. Make the children love the salat. Allah will put barakah in the salat. Barakah in everything in our life. Inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala yabtali abdahu bima a'tah. Faman radiya bima qasama Allah lah, baraka Allah lahu fih wa wassa'ah. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَرْضَى لَمْ يُبَارَكْ لَهُ فِيهِ. Allah, Rasul Sallam said, Allah will test the people with their rizq, with whatever he has given them. Whomsoever, listen carefully, ya akhwan, whomsoever is content with what Allah decreed, not always comparing, why my cousin got the big house? Why did she get that big bag? Why did she get that expensive shoes? Why did they have their wedding in there and my wedding is in the masjid? Why? Always comparing to the other people, higher people in their status. Huh? They're not satisfied. Rasulullah ﷺ said, whomsoever is satisfied and content with whatever Allah decreed for him, he's doing his best to earn and content. Allah will put barakah in that wealth. وَوَسَّعَهُ. And Allah will expand it. And whomsoever is not pleased and always complaining. Be careful, ya akhwan. You are complaining about Razzaq to someone like me. Allah will take the barakah away. No matter how much money you are making. Al-abdu hurrun ma qani'a. Wal-hurru abdun ma tama'a. The slave is free as long as he's content. And the free is a slave as long as he's greedy. Barakah in our home? Look how simple is that. How can I have barakah in my home? Look at how simple, ya akhwan. Ya bunay, إذا دخلت على أهلك فسلم يكون بركة عليك وعلى أهل بيتك. You know, all the ahadith I quote are always 100% authentic. My son, when you enter home, whether there's somebody there or there's nobody there, سلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. What happened, ya Rasulullah, if I do that? This will become baraka upon you and upon your family. So, ya akhwan, when you go back home now, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And my beloved sister, when you see your husband coming back home, reply the salam and بارك الله فيك. الكلمة الطيبة صدقة. Good words, good exchange of words between the spouses will fill the home with love and mercy. If your parents are still alive, if your mother is still alive, go to her and tell her, Mama, please, please, make dua for me that Allah will put barakah in my life. She is the barakah. She is the barakah. Ask your father, Baba, please get up in the middle of the night and say, Ya Allah, put barakah in my son, in his children, in his wife, in his wealth. Wallahi, ya akhwan, their dua is mustajab. Their dua is answered. And similarly, you make dua for your children that Allah will put barakah in their life. And finally, ya akhwan, ask for it in witr, in Ramadan. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت. Ya Allah, put barakah in everything that you have blessed me with. Ya Allah, بارك لي فيما رزقتني. Ya Allah, please put barakah in everything that you have blessed me with. Ask him. Now, if you have all that, if you've done all that, or if you have all these blessings, alhamdulillah, in your life, and you want it to increase, be grateful. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You have all these blessings, alhamdulillah. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal, so Allah can increase you. Now, what will eliminate, get rid of the barakah in my life, disappear from my life? Riba. I have a great wife, big home. We love each other. We have children. I have a great job. Why are we always fighting? Problems lay day and night. I make so much money and I don't even make it to the 15th of the month. Riba. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah said, Allah will destroy, diminish, eliminate any barakah from someone who's dealing with riba. And he will put so much barakah in sadaqat. Don't you notice that the people who donate are the same people all the time? Barakah. Barakah. Constantly barakah. They're giving for the sake of Allah and Allah keep giving them. Stay away from riba. And if you are involved in it and you feel it's very hard to get out, Ya Allah, I promise you this is it. I'm done. Ya Allah, please help me get out from this loan. Allah is ghani. If you see sincerity in your heart, wallahi, that loan will disappear in no time. كيف يعرف الإنسان أن الله بارك له في عمره؟ من أعظم الدلائل على أن الله يبارك لك في عمرك أن يشغلك الله فيما يرضيه. How do I know if Allah put barakah in my life? The best way to know if Allah put barakah in your life is, or one of the main signs is to see what does Allah, or what Allah kept you busy doing. What are you busy doing most of the time? I'm going to the masjid, I'm coming from a lecture, I'm going to my work. All these are halal, alhamdulillah. Or the other way, what are you busy with all the time? If you find yourself, you are always busy with halal income, with halal friends, with a good surrounding, with lectures, with trying to improve your deen, with classes, with coming to jama'ah, leaving jama'ah. Allahu Akbar, that's a sign that Allah is pleased with you. But if you're constantly busy with the dollar and accumulating the dollar, and that's all you're concerned about, that's not a good sign. Allahumma barik lana fi deenina, wa barik lana fi ahlina, wa barik lana fi malina, وبارك لنا يا رب العالمين في عافيتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل القدس مقبرة للصهاينة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارزقنا الشهادة في سبيلك. اللهم ارزقنا الشهادة في سبيلك. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.